From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea Tuesday. Admiral Harry Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, says THAAD elements were deployed because of commitments to South Korea and the need to defend U.S. interests and allies. Like the Patriot system, THAAD uses its own missiles to shoot down incoming enemy missiles. Iraq, now removed from U.S. travel restrictions, praised the new executive order on immigration President Donald Trump signed Monday, but Sudan, still included in the ban, reaffirmed its opposition to the measure. The order's 90-day ban on the issuance of new visas applies now to six countries: Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. In Nigeria, the government released a travel advisory suggesting people postpone any plans to go to the United States until the immigration policy is clear. Back in the United States, several key congressional Republicans congratulated the Trump administration for its revisions to the order, while a leading Democrat and several human rights organizations sharply criticized it. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. At the same time, North Korea is banning all Malaysians from leaving its territory. The two nations continue a diplomatic battle kicked off by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader. Iraq's military said Tuesday its forces have recaptured control of the main government buildings in western Mosul from Islamic State militants. The advance is part of an offensive supported by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition to take back what is the last major city in Iraq still held by Islamic State. This is VOA News.